Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Hamakesh Bir Karsalov. If someone whose ankles knock together when he's walking, Ubar Kuvaisov, or let's say his knees knock together, Ubal Pekia V'Ha'ikel. If someone who's a Bal Pekia or an Ikel. So now we're going to explain these two terms. Ezu Ikel. What's an Ikel? Kol Shemakev Parsaisov Vein Ar Kuvaisov Noishkois Zu Le Zu. Someone, when the knees are basically bent outwards, and do not touch when you put your feet together. So, or you're basically someone who's standing and is sort of, he has, like a bow-legged person. Pika yoitza migadulav. Let's say he has a lump that protrudes from his thumb or from his toe, and it looks like an extra finger. That's the case of a pika. Okay. Akeva yoitze la'achayrav. Let's say his heel juts out backwards, or parsaisa rechava kishal avas, or his sole of his foot is as wide as a goose. Those are also considered bali mumin. It's baisav murkavais zu al zu. Let's say his fingers are one atop of the other. Oy kalutais adaperik. Well, let's say they are webbed, so there's like a skin in between the fingers. Now, up until the first joint, then it's kosher. Lamatim adaperik, but beyond that joint, then it is a mum, but v'chasacha kasha. But if he would cut the webbing and separate his fingers, it is kasha. Ha'isa by yaseris. What if someone has an extra finger or toe, v'chasacha, and he cuts it? Now, im yeshba etzem, if the actual extra finger had a bone in it, and now he cut off with the bone, that's possible. He's considered a mum. V'imla, but it was just sort of flesh. It wasn't actually bone. It was just an extra piece of flesh, and he cut that off. That's okay. Now, let's say someone has an extra finger and toes, and they're even. They're 6 and 6, so he's got 6 fingers on each hand. Esther va'arba, so he has basically 24 in total. Normally, you have 20. You have 5, 5, 5, and 5. This person has all 6. It's 24. Rebuda machsh. Rebuda says it's kosher because as long as it's symmetrical, that's okay. V'cham and paisim. The chamim say, no, that's an extra limb, an extra finger, and that is puzzle. What if someone's ambidextrous? He can work with both of his hands. Rebbe Paiso, Rebbe says it's possible. That's a mom. V'chachamim, machshirim. The chachamim say that's kosher. Hakushi, someone who's dark-skinned. V'agichar, someone who's red-skinned. V'halafkan, or someone who's an albino. He's white-skinned. V'haki peach, someone who's very tall. V'anana, someone who's very short, like a dwarf. V'cherish, someone who's deaf. V'asheita, someone who's a shaita, he's an imbecile, or vahashikor, someone who is a drunk, ubale negoyin, or someone who has a nega. In those cases, tahirin, they are. Bale negoyin tahirin, someone who has a nega, but the nega is a tardik nega, so it's not a nega that makes him a pasul for tzaras, tummy for tzaras. So psulim ba'adam, these are all considered mumim in a person, k'sherim b'beima. But if an animal has these signs, that is not considered a mum in an animal. Bishmin ben Gamliel Eimer, shayta bebehema, enum in mufchar. The animal that's a shayta, who is obviously something wrong with the animal mentally, that is not considered the mufchar from the best. So you're supposed to really bring from the best animals as a carbon. It may not be a mum, but it's not from the best animals, so you really shouldn't bring it up as a carbon. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, af bale dil dulin, also an animal that has dangling warts. Psulim ba'adam, those are pasul in a person, uksherim ba'behema, but they are kosher, they are not considered mumim for behema. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, elu kasherim ba'adam, psulim ba'behema. These are certain things that are kosher by a person, but by an animal, they would be pasul. Not in the world of mumim, just in general. Oisim ves benois, halacha is, you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its child on the same day, but obviously a kain and a son are allowed to serve on the same day. Trefa, an animal that's a trefa is not allowed as a carbon. But a kain who's a treifa, he's still allowed to serve in the base of Mikdash. Yetzidaifin, an animal born by cesarean section, is not fit for a carbon, but a kain who's born through cesarean section is still allowed to do that vaida. Shnevdeba henaveira v'shehemis is adam. Now, it's interesting, some delete these two phrases, that even though they're very peculiar for animals, obviously, nevdeba veira, if they copulate with a person or they kill the person, they can't be brought as a carbon, but a kayan who kills someone also can't do that vaida, so there's some that delete these two phrases. Let's say a kayan married somebody he wasn't allowed to, like a divorced woman. So then, pasul, he can't do that vaida, achiyader noaya, until he makes a neder, he won't have any enough from his wife, and then he can do that vaida, but he has to divorce her later. Or a kayan who deliberately is metamet to mesim, Pasul Nekes, he's also Pasul, even after he becomes Tar. Achikabal Alav, until he just is Makabal on himself, Shliya to Metame, the Mason, that he will no longer be Metame to Mason.